We got to the subway and found a small group of goons. They were armed to the teeth, but none seeming to be on X-tracin, or if they were, it was some kind that made them super calm. Their calm, though, was about to break. Run at them, I said to Kaysan. I'll make a shield.
Okay, but what's the plan?
We're going past them. The horde is following us.
Ah, got it.
The first shot smacked against the shield as we double-timed it toward the line of mobsters blocking our way. Just to be safe, though, I sent a blast of static at them. It wasn't my goal to kill anyone, but it wasn't like they were bound to survive the freaks that were hot on our trail. Turn back to your human form, I commanded Kaysan as he pulled further away from me. We're going to be hitting the station soon, and I don't need you sliding all over the goddamn floor.
Why would I slide on the floor?
Have you ever tried to run around in a kitchen while in wolf mode?
Gotcha,
he replied, and then he changed over. He slowed down to a more reasonable speed, making it easier for me to catch up to him. We needed to make it through at the same time so we could enact phase two of my plan.
Holy f-,
one of the goons yelled, pointing past us as we closed in on them. I had expected at least some resistance from them as we closed in, but it seemed that they were all getting the gist of how dire their situation truly was about to become. Guns dropped on the ground as we slipped past them, running down into the train station at full speed. At the bottom of the ramp, I found the train was already in the station. Unfortunately, there was only one set of doors open. It was the last car. That meant whoever had set this plan up knew that we might just make it here, so they were funneling us into a box that would act as our final resting place. They clearly didn't know me very well. I ran into that car without a second thought. A bunch of the goons followed in with us. I assumed we were going to have to fight them at this point, but I found instead that they were absolutely terrified. I couldn't say I blamed them. The freaks were a vicious bunch, and these idiots had thrown all their weapons down as they sought to get away. If any of you want to live, I yelled out at them, you'll follow exactly what I tell you to do, got it? They were nodding their heads. Good. I pointed at the back of the train to the door there. Go out the exit and shut it. The freak monsters are hunting us, not you. They stood staring at me, dumbfounded. Go! A mad rush ensued. They bolted toward the door, filing out as quickly as possible. If they were lucky, every one of them would survive the day. I turned to Kaysan. Stay here and get ready to open the door to the next car.
Where are you going?
I'm the bait, I replied.
What?
He held up his hand, which contained a gun. Since when do you carry a gun?
I picked it up when those guys dropped them,
he answered with a shrug.
Felt like the right thing to do at the time.
Actually, probably. I ran back out of the train for a second and shot a blast of electricity at the first set of freaks to pour down the ramp. They screamed and focused in on me. Perfect. Spinning, I ran back through the door and cut right.
Open the door!
I yelled at Kaysan. He opened it up and launched himself through it, with me right on his heels. It slammed shut behind us. I pushed myself up, locked the door, and ran to the next one at the other side of the car. It was only a matter of time before the freaks broke through, so Kaysan and I moved from car to car, doing our best to distance ourselves from the mass of bloodthirsty killers behind us.
They're filling up the entire train,
Kaysan rasped.
Looks like this may be the end for us.
Not if I can help it.
The only remaining car was the engine, and the conductor was standing there with a weapon in his hand and a grin on his face. He hit the button to activate the train. That's when I learned what it would feel like to be on a high-speed train that had no magical field in place to keep people secure. Kaysan hit the back of the train car an instant before I did. I was fortunate in that he offered a layer of padding the door wouldn't have provided. He groaned and said,
"Ouchie!"
I reached into my pocket and snagged out a vial of healing potion and handed it to him. He drank it down as I stood up and looked back at the car behind us. The freaks had suffered a similar fate as ours, but they were recovering faster than we were. I grabbed another potion and took a sip, feeling my lightheadedness disappear almost instantly.
I'm gonna kill the driver,
Kaysan grumbled, grabbing his gun and pointing it at the driver. Actually, I said, putting his arm down. We're going to need him if we are to get out of this.
Okay, fine,
he said.
But once we get out of this, he's dead.
Fair enough. I ran back to the front and banged on the door. The guy just shook his head at me, his smile still firmly in place.
What do you think is going to happen when they get through that door? I yelled.
They're going to kill you,
he yelled back.